Welcome to the University Student Union's online leadership toolbox. My name is Jean Franz Blau. I'm a speaker, coach, and seminar leader, and I will be your guide through this podcast. This podcast will be about public speaking. Imagine being a teacher ready to give instructions to your class. Or how about you're a salesperson about to make an important proposal? What if you're a supervisor leading a team meeting? Or how about you're at your best friend's wedding, standing up to give a toast? A good public speaker will feel more confident and comfortable in any of these scenarios. Public speaking is a leadership skill. It helps you get your good ideas heard. It adds value in the job market and presents a big opportunity to boost your personal growth. So what are we going to go over here? We're going to talk about understanding and working with fear. Then we'll go over outlining a presentation. We'll talk about strong openings and closings. I'll give you tips on how to practice your presentation. Then I'll give you a little bit of homework, a couple exercises. We'll do some affirmations, and then we'll be done. So first, understanding and working with fear. Jerry Seinfeld has a joke about public speaking. He says something like, "At a funeral, the guy giving the eulogy would prefer to be in the box." Many people are nervous about public speaking, so it's really important to know that it's natural. So here's my tip. I hope it helps. Most people in your audience, they're self-involved. Not everyone is scrutinizing you. Most people are too concerned about themselves. I hope this puts the pressure off you. Even so, I want to give you a technique to help calm you down. This will be helpful when you practice and really helpful just before you go up to do your presentation. So it's a breathing technique, quite simply. You're going to inhale to the count of three, hold your breath, then you'll exhale to the count of three, and we'll do a series. So rather than talk about it, let's do it right now. Go ahead and exhale the air in your body and gently inhale, two, three, hold your breath at the top. And exhale, two, three, hold your breath at the bottom. In, two, three, hold it at the top. And out, two, three, hold it at the bottom. One more time. In, two, three, hold. And out, two, three, you're done. The reason a breathing technique is helpful is that a person who's frightened often can begin to pant, or oxygen is not getting to the brain because they're breathing so much more shallowly. So this breathing, deepening the breathing, helps you get back to your right mind and helps you think. Next is a visualization technique. I'm going to have you visualize your speaking situation is going well. Let's say you have an upcoming, we'll call it opportunity, to present something for your class. Everybody's having their turn to present, and you know yours is coming up on Thursday. For many people, that's when the worry begins. They'll just begin worrying that it's not going to go well in a variety of different ways that I don't need to go over. Instead, let's talk about visualizing a best case scenario. So let's do that. Imagine that you're wearing clothes that you feel really good in. You feel prepared. You have what you need right in front of you. You notice that your body feels really relaxed. You're looking out at your fellow students and you're seeing their eyes are interested. Some are smiling at you. You feel in control of your material. You know what to say. And let's say somebody asks you a question. You know just how to answer. That's the visualization technique. You can imagine these concepts in your mind, or you can write down the scenario, whichever you prefer. Here's another way to work with fear is stop using the word fear. Instead, replace it with the word excitement. So if somebody says, "What are you thinking about your presentation coming up?" you can say, "I feel really excited about it." See how that can actually change how you think about it. I've tried using the word excitement instead of the word fear or nervous, and I am finding that I actually begin feeling more excited. Test it out. See if it works for you. Now, here's another technique. You can let the group know that you're feeling a little nervous. You can actually tell them. It's very endearing. But here's a trick. don't tell the group that you're not prepared. Though letting people know that you're feeling a little vulnerable is endearing, telling them you're not prepared can be frustrating. It says, hey, what I'm about to share isn't well thought through. I'm about to stand here and waste your time. So even if you don't feel perfectly prepared, now's not the time to say it. Okay, we're on to outlining a presentation. Try doing your presentation in three parts: an opening, content, and then a closing. An easy way to think of this is, tell them what you're going to say it, then tell them what you told them. Use this podcast as an example. In my opening, I asked a bunch of questions to pique your interest and explain the benefits of learning this material. I hope that was a snappy opening. Then I told you what we would go over. All of that was still part of the opening. Now we're in the content part. I told you earlier that we'd be discussing outlining a presentation, and that's exactly where we are in the program now. You see, many listeners feel comforted knowing what to expect in your talk. This comfort helps them focus on your content. So keep an ear out for my closing, because it's coming in a little while. All right, strong openings and closings. Ask an intriguing question relevant to your topic, or describe a scenario that gets their attention. Perhaps tell a personal story that makes a relevant point. These are techniques that can be used for both openings and closings to make them more dramatic and memorable. So here's an example taken from a former student of mine. First, I'll give you the example without the strong opening. Here it is. I'm going to tell you why you should work with a personal fitness trainer. That's it. That's the opening. Now I'm going to share with you an improved version with a strong opening that my former student gave. Here we go. Last year at this time, I was 135 pounds overweight. I got gastric bypass surgery, and many people think it's the easy way out. I can tell you from personal experience, it was not easy. I had to keep the weight off with diet and exercise like everyone else, and I was getting depressed and needed help. That's when I invested in a personal trainer. Can you hear how my student grabs you and makes you a lot more curious about her topic by telling you a personal story? She made herself a little bit vulnerable, and it paid big dividends. We were riveted. Okay, it's time for practice tips for preparing for a presentation. My first recommendation is that you read your presentation out loud. I could tell you, when I was preparing for this podcast, I'd said it out loud so my voice could get used to saying the words. Also, I recommend that you practice your presentation in the same room or type of room that you'll actually do it in. Did you know that actors do that? I have a background in acting, and we all would go on stage before the audience was let in, and we would stand on stage, and we would say our lines, and we would just move around on the stage, getting our bodies comfortable. I could add to this recommendation that if you could wear the clothing that you're going to wear at your presentation, including the shoes, everything, that could be really helpful. Now, if you can't go to the location and practice there, you can go to a location that's similar. If you're planning on standing during your presentation, stand when you practice. If you're intending on sitting, do that when you practice. Now, I recommend that you have bullet point notes so that you're not reading anything word for word on the page. It can be kind of boring to watch somebody read from a textbook, you see? So practice, and if you're going to speak with bullet points, well, it means you better know your content. So know what you're doing. Do your research. And you might want to practice in front of a human being. That's my next tip. You would be amazed the difference of how it is to practice out loud with yourself and practice out loud with somebody listening. Now, if you're feeling super nervous, sit down with your friend at a table and just tell them what you're going to go over. As your practice continues, ask them if they'll sit, kind of like an audience, and you'll stand if your presentation is standing. And that creates an environment that will feel more similar to what you're really going to experience when you do your presentation. Here's another and final tip for practicing. Time how long your talk is so that you don't accidentally go overtime. Now, if you're going consistently overtime, chances are you're trying to shove too much content into too short a time frame. So you've got to either get permission to speak for a longer amount of time or you're going to need to remove some points. Your purpose is to get the information to the other people's brains, your audience. And if they feel like the information's coming at them too fast and too furiously, they might feel overwhelmed by it. I recommend that you finish on time or maybe even a bit early. That is a crowd pleaser. So at last, it's time for me to give you some exercises, a little bit of fun homework. I would like for you to go to a website called Toastmasters.org. Toastmasters is an international nonprofit organization that works with people to teach how to speak in public. It's filled with people who at one time were feeling nervous about it and eventually felt quite comfortable and confident. I attended a Toastmasters meeting this week and was so impressed by the kindness of the people, by the format, which was very structured, and it was a pretty short meeting. It was under an hour. So Toastmasters, that's toast, like you cook bread, that's toast, and then the word masters.org. So once you go to the website, you're going to click on free resources and watch the Welcome to Toastmasters video. If you don't find it right away, just poke around the site, look around, and see if you can find some video. I was really impressed with what I saw. Next, you're going to find a link. The link as I see it now is Find Meeting Locations. But if you click around, you'll find where you can locate a meeting near you. So, your homework is not just to locate a meeting, but to attend a Toastmasters meeting within the next 4 weeks. Good luck and have fun. Now it's time for your affirmations for public speaking. An affirmation is an encouraging, positive statement said in the first person. I'm going to say an affirmation twice, and then I'm going to pause. If it sounds like a good affirmation for you, repeat it in your mind, or if you're alone, just say it out loud. So here we go. Number one, my good ideas deserve to be heard and considered. My good ideas deserve to be heard and considered. And number two, with practice, I feel more comfortable speaking in front of groups. With practice, I feel more comfortable speaking in front of groups. This is your final one, number three. I am willing to challenge myself by speaking in front of groups. I am willing to challenge myself by speaking in front of groups. Okay, that brings us to our closing. Here's what we went over. In our public speaking podcast, we discussed dealing with fear, outlining your talk, strong openings and closings, practice tips, exercises that I gave you that included Toastmasters.org, and then some affirmations. This podcast was presented to you by the University Student Union. Find our other podcasts at http://usu.csun.edu/toolbox. Thanks.
Please visit the Leadership Toolbox website and fill out the online survey regarding this podcast. Your feedback is important to us. By completing the survey, you'll be entered into a drawing to win an iPod Touch. Thank you.
University Student Union.